This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, we've only done this two or three times in 35 years on the radio, but we're rereading the text every day of the week. We're rereading the text today about the denial of Peter three times where he said, "I don't know Jesus." Does that speak to something in your life maybe going on right now? You're living in denial of your faith in Christ, perhaps publicly or privately. Let's read the text, or at least part of it, one more time, and then we'll conclude the message. God bless you. Well, Luke 22:31 says this, Jesus is speaking, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you've turned back, strengthen your brothers." But Simon Peter replied, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and even to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me." What is it that you have that's happened in your life that you can't delight in, you can't brag about? Are you willing to turn it over to the Lord and say, "Lord, would you use it for your glory?" And I believe the Lord will do that. I really believe that the Lord will do that. I remember reading about a man who lost his wife in an automobile accident. He had the task of raising two or three children alone. Here's what he said. "One day I was walking through a park and I saw a sign on the grass that described me. It was posted in an area where new grass had been planted and the sign said, 'Not ready for use, healing.'" Not ready for use, healing. I really believe that some people, maybe in this room, you could have that sign put over your life that you're not ready for use, you're healing. But there comes a time when you are healed spiritually. And there is a time when there's a sense of wholeness that comes back into your life. And get this, God can use the failure in your life more than He'll use your success. We live in a culture that's so success-oriented and so success-absorbed and success-obsessed that we think, well, only God could use our successes in life. And I want to suggest to you that God may do more with a committed failure than He would ever do with a lukewarm success. God can do more with a committed failure than He can do with a lukewarm success. Let the Lord use whatever's happened in your life. And you say, "How do you know that? Why would you believe that, Randy, for a minute, that God does that?" Because the Bible says in Corinthians that God delights, get this, in using my weakness to demonstrate His strength. Listen to that again. God delights in using my weakness to demonstrate His strength. That's how God operates. It's not about us, it's about Him. It's not about our strength and power, it's about what He can do in our weakness. Is there anything in your life that needs to come down? Figuratively speaking, is there a structure in your life that you have set up in a corner of your heart and it's become an idol for you? An idol is anything in my life that takes the place of God. It can be anything. It can be a person. And you've got that structure in your life, and maybe today, in the name of Christ, tear it down. And that can happen today. Decide. Decide to take those things down. This message is about failure, but it's a message about recovery. Peter failed terribly. He denied that he even knew Jesus three times. But the Lord says, "Peter, when you turn back, when you recover, strengthen the brothers. Let me use what happened to bless other people." He'll do the same in your life. Let's pray together.
Well, what is the failure identified in your life that God can use as something to bless you or to work through? You say, "I can't think of anything." Pray about that right now and He'll tell you what it is. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.